I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Negaunee City Manager Nate Heffron for more information about a bond proposal that is going before voters to help fund updates and upgrades to the Negaunee Ice Arena. There will be some open house tours happening at the Ice Arena later this week to find out more. Here's the details with Negaunee City Manager Nate Heffron.
So in May, the voters will be asked to do about $500,000 increase to their taxes to put money into the ice arena, which is sorely needed. We need about $1,250,000. That's what that will raise. That'll primarily put in a chiller and a dehumidifier unit that'll keep the ice operational. If that millage does not pass, the likelihood of the Negaunee Ice Arena opening next season is probably zero.
So what are you going to be doing that people can come and see what's up?
So there's other things that'll be happening with that money as well. It's a two-phase project. Folks will be able to come in, see with their own eyes the status of the ice arena. I mean, we're in pretty good condition, but it's the equipment that's behind the scenes that makes the ice work. So we're not asking people, all these different weird things or extra things. We're just asking to keep open and keep the facility available to the public.
So you have a public event or an opportunity coming up here.
On the 25th, there'll be two different time slots. People can show up. We'll just do a walkthrough. The press is welcome. We're going to answer any questions people have. We're going to show them exactly what we're talking about. It's a rare opportunity that when government's coming out saying, hey, we want to get more tax dollars from you, but they don't show you where things are going to go, or they don't have the ability to show you like that.
The two sessions on the 25th, what time are those happening? It's 3 o'clock. It's afternoon and early evening, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 o'clock and 7, I believe. Okay. I'll be at the Negaunee Ice Arena. We'll just kind of meet there and take about an hour or so.
Nate Heffron in the studio with me, Negaunee City Manager. We are talking about the conversations about the required updates at the Negaunee Ice Arena. Nate, you've got some public sessions and opportunities coming up the 25th for people to come and see this, and you'll walk them through and kind of explain what the money would be used for. But with this proposal going before voters, how much is it, the millage, and then also what does that mean for the average homeowner in Negaunee?
Yeah, so the millage is going to be roughly about $500,000. That will raise about $1,250,000. The project will take 2 years to commence, and then the average taxpayer in Negaunee will be from roughly about $25 a year up to about $37 a year, depending on the equalization value of their home.
So your average $100,000 home or something is probably how much a year?
So like a SEV of $100,000 is going to be $25.
Okay, for the year.
For the year.
So now you're looking at doing this for some updates, but there's also a few upgrades, I understand, too. But you're really talking about maybe some of the structural stuff that people won't even see, which sometimes can be a little challenging. Like, what's it in understanding? Where is this going? But what are the primary projects you're looking to fund?
Yeah, so first and foremost will be that chilling unit to keep the ice going, the dehumidifier, so we can stabilize the ice, make sure we don't have to maintain it constantly, because that's one of the issues with a lot of humidity in the air. It can cause issues with the ice and a lot of extra time and downtime. We're going to be doing some improvements to the parking lot for ADA compliance, and just because the parking lot is only probably about 5 years out before we're going to have to repave it anyway. We're going to do some combining of some locker rooms. We're also going to be doing some upgrades to like restrooms and general facilities of the arena. And then lastly, we're hoping to put in like a officials locker room and a woman's locker room, because that's two major things that are missing that are requirements of some organizations.
Okay.
And we just don't have a woman's locker room. We have them changing in the skate room, which is like a size of a closet. And this is, I think, not acceptable.
So when you look at this, you've also got this set up that you are letting people know that you have this opportunity for them to come and tour. You have two separate tours, one in the afternoon, one in the evening, happening at the arena. What day is that going on?
It's going to be the 25th of this month, one at 3 and then one at 7.
That's Negaunee City Manager Nate Heffron with a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications. I'm Walt Lindelaw.